Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, the international
call. Interface complete.
Fresh, head on tech. Keep a bad bitch, got sex on deck. Riding the whip, they ain't even seen yet. That's a 2012, man, how you get there? I'm about my business and I'm about my spinach. The watch sick again, I gotta take it to the clinic. The band got a fever and the bevel got the colic. Ain't nothing but pneumonia, give it antibiotics.
My charm so icy, like a bullfrog. My chain so heavy, the haters don't like me.
You can get it high, get it if you gon' stack your paper.
You would never catch me where a bitch nigga be. Blood type G. Blair hit a negative, but it ain't on my job. That's a motherfucking negative. Walk with a swagger, sharp as a dagger. Tell her how it is, I ain't never been a bragger. The poor well kept, see for yourself. Different merit kicks every day that I sell. Might be some nice, might be some gators. I like what I'm saying, and you might be a hater. White navigator, V10 engine. White plate sitting on a whole lot of inches.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy Artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit's squash, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I still let it slip your ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the church for the play organ? And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison beat my dick. He gon' snitch, and I ain't playin' with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch.
I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in a groove. With all them niggas round up, me don't need all them niggas round up. Shit, to make me feel safe. Bitch, my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. It's just me against y'all with guns, and I ain't got one damn ride on the run. When I get the solo, I'ma get rid of my fucking life, trick this polo.
Yeah. run the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, get it, cat. Here, get it, get it, here, get it, get it. Yeah, roof, roof, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that.
This is all your foes, yeah, the devil wear Prada, you ought to know.
Give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl. Shit, nigga feel right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay. That's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid the rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance.
You know what my motto is? I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases, he feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
How do you feel? blood of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, oh bad man.
Of lemonade, but it still don't taste like juice. Been trying to make a picnic from this drought that I've been through. Squeeze and sour citrus, tart and tangy with a seal. Squeeze and sour citrus has lost sex appeal. I've consumed my bowl of cherries, had some lovers come and go. There's been times when I've made money, but these bills won't seem to go. Sour citrus, not bad if you like lemonade. Squeeze and sour citrus, but there's other drinks by Minute Maid. Drop by drop, so strong and tasty. Now I've got my hang of it. In this life, you'll go through changes. You will win if you just don't quit. Squeeze and sour citrus. Serve it in a champagne flute. Adversity, defeat, and challenge. Got no victory, the joke's on you.
Mm-hmm. Gotta cut that short real quick, because you got a celebrity in the motherfucking building, people. Cut that shit short. Hola, como, one of them stores.
Hola, como estas?
Yeah.
My brother.
Hey, happy motherfucking congrats. Well, one of them shits. Yeah. Congratulations, first of all. Everybody, we are celebrating officially before we even get on to the goddamn real 186-2 show. Right here, 1 year anniversary for my homie, Big Ace, from my fucking San Jose, California, representing Straight Note Records on Goofy Bowl. Give it up, bitches.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Clap them, bitches. Clap.
Real. But give it up.
And I'm telling you, it was made possible in part by a brother by the name of DJ Smell So Good, but now he's a captain.
Hey.
So,
and all my Milky Walker homeboys and girls, give it up for him. Give it up. Oh, well, we know. Oh, fucking hate him. Fucking hate him. What's up, my brother? Welcome to the goddamn show. It is your motherfucking day today, boy. It's going down 1 year.
Hey, brother.
And motherfucking radio.
I'm celebrating not only my 1 year anniversary, but my IRS fucking court date yesterday, man.
Oh, that's what happened. You wasn't on the show and shit.
Yeah. Well, let me. For those of y'all tuning in, Goofy Bone got hit with the IRS, and when they hit me, they hit me. They took everything. Well, anyway. I went to court to go fight for some shit. Well, first, we went to court to fight them because they did 7 illegal procedures that they weren't supposed to do. And the only thing that, you know, we went fucking all fucking day for almost like fucking 9 hours of fucking court. It was fucking bullshit. They went through all my shit. You know, all my claimings and all this other stuff. The only thing they took away from me was from the house. But everything else I got back. My couches, my flat screen. I got everything back now. Goo News' little cage, I got it back. Everything. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm just glad to get something out of it. You know what I mean? Because the lawyer was telling me I wasn't going to see shit. And it's just, I lost the house. I owe $75,000 in taxes. Well, shit, I don't give a fuck. I got my flat screens back, you know what I mean? Now I feel like a man again, you know? Shit.
A small room with flat screens, goddammit.
Hey, bitches, we gonna celebrate on the next show right after this show. 186.2, the worldwide radio show. And when we say it's worldwide, it's worldwide. And that's the world, right, Smelly?
The world. No, I mean, the world.
Well, what you doing today, brother?
Hey, man, just celebrating with you, brother. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much it for me. I got my homeboy Tom G. He's doing his album release party tonight. And other than that, you know what I'm saying? Me and John, we're going to go through, just network, hang out, check that shit out. Shit, other than that, that's pretty much it.
Well, check this out. For those of y'all listeners who could have been in the San Jose area tonight, downtown San Jose, 2nd in Santa Clara, Tunes, it's going to be off the chain. The Sav crew will be performing live, and I don't know who else, but they're going to be there. And then, of course, Straight Look Records, Bruce, Goofy Buff, LBX. We're going to be there with the Big Grizz, and we're going to do it live, people. Check us out, downtown San Jose. Anyways.
Yeah, party time, man. So he got up there Twittering and shit. Tweeting
hey,
shows.
Hey, first off, you know what? I'm going to say thank you, bro. Because if it wasn't for you, bro, if it wasn't for you pushing people to go start a show, brother.
Oh, my
yeah,
bad.
You know what I mean?
I thought you
like,
were serious.
I don't
want to
cry, but
man.
I can't because all the white people are around.
Yay!
A little retard. He always loves to come on this ship. He thinks it's like a romper room. So, you ever had romper room in your area?
Romper room?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
It was a bunch of little ghetto kids put together with a white, kind of like a Michelle Obama woman. And she would look through like a mirror that wasn't even a mirror. On one side, it showed you a mirror. On the other side, it didn't show you a mirror, but it would show you her face, and she would, like, look through the thing saying that, oh, I see Smelly, I see Goofy, oh, and I see Miss Computer Lady in the back, and then blah, 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 and all that shit.
Okay. Was it a kid show or something?
Yeah, it was a kid show years ago, but, I mean, I guess you didn't get it in your area, but...
Nah. Don't know that one, my brother, but,
well, fuck
yeah.
It. Who gives a shit? We're celebrating, bitches, live right here on the Starship Smelly Prize with the host, Captain DJ Smell So Good. And
so what you got coming up for your show? You know what I'm saying? What you plan
right
on
now,
doing? It's the big
right
fanatic.
Now, I'm barely coming back from, man, I'm telling you, I celebrated last night. Oh, my God. Shout out to my homegirl that hooked me up with her homegirl. And believe me, it was a fuck fest of a fuck fest. Well, I can fucking tell you, man. This ride was off the chain. I almost fucked your mom.
Dang.
That's how fucking crazy it was.
Dang.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, and happy birthday to my homegirl, Connie Murphy. They're at the San Jose Airport, International Airport, flying to L.A. today. They wanted me to go, but I was like, nah, I can't. I got to do the radio show. We got to have 1 year anniversary. All that shit. So, yeah. Shout out.
You thought of Six Figures? You heard from him?
Yeah, he tweets me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm on Twitter
now. We're all
Twitters
now. We're all Twittians. I'm telling you, Smelly. And shout out to all my Twitter women out there. My Twitties. I call them Twitties. Them some fine-ass bras on Twitter. And I already, you know, handle my bit. Is Miss Computer Lady around?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, you know, I already handle my business with already two Twitter women. My Twitties. And I tell you, all I said was, any ladies looking for a good time. Boom, I got a response. I'm telling you, being a pimp nowadays is lazy. You don't have to go look for that shit. You just twit that shit and boom, it comes to you. My God. But don't be telling this computer lady, man, because you'll be ruining everything.
Yeah.
If she gets the archives, that's on her. But, you know.
Ain't your Latin or what the hell you was on? Latin or some shit. Lint. Flint.
Huh?
Some shit you was on.
Oh, Lint. Yeah. But that was only on the Blog Talk side. You know, it wasn't on the real side.
No, I'm saying, so that's over though, right? Whatever, 40 days.
Oh, no, it's over after Easter.
Oh, okay. What the hell is Lent anyway?
Well, you're supposed to give for something for church, you're supposed to give up something. Like my homeboy gave up smoking weed, and he's all grouchy as hell. And shout out to my homeboy Lexo, he wrecked his motorcycle yesterday. Well, he flipped that shit, and about $10,000 he got to put in to put that shit back to normal. You know what I mean? That's that. But shout out to my homeboy Lexo, and thank God he survived.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't see how motherfuckers do that shit.
Better
down here. These motherfuckers drive so stupid behind a Ford Fiesta. So, I mean, goddamn, they can't even handle a Yugo. Let alone, you know what I'm saying, you zooming your ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all fast up behind a motherfucker, then turn around. I mean, these motherfuckers do some stupid shit on motorcycles down here. They just have a real fucking death wish. You know what I'm saying? When they be riding.
You know,
and
some
shit.
People they don't understand that they got a lot of horsepower in the motherfucking bikes, and they sit there and play around like they're fucking bicycles. Hell no. Nah. You know what I mean? A bike you could play around because you're controlling the force. But, motherfucker, you want a fucking something that has an engine? Hey, what's up, Mo Blue? What's up, Mo Blue?
Yeah, I ain't heard from her, though. I don't know what's up with her. See what's up with the album and all that shit, how that's going. You ain't got no phone number for her?
For Mo Blue? No, I don't. I got an email address. I can shoot that to
you. Yeah. I hit up Sweet D Love, too. I ain't heard from her and shit.
Oh, yeah, I heard from her the other day.
Oh, yeah, how's she doing?
Oh, she's doing great, you know. She's chilling with her fam right now. I think she's on her way to Atlanta, I think.
Oh, ATL?
But shout out to Sweetie Love, man. It's always good to have a woman like that, you know, be your friend, you know, because she'll call you out of the blue just to check on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I do.
And she's done that several times, and it's just, you know, it makes you feel like a better person. You know what I mean?
What the hell's up with IB, man?
Oh, geez, I don't know where IB went.
Let's find out real quick. See the phone on. Hold on a second. Yeah, his voicemail box ain't. Now my mailbox ain't been
filled. Starbucks and my beautiful Starbucks woman off of the King Capital.
Well, yeah, Starbucks.
Shout out to them, man. I don't even have to order. It's already ordered. It's already done. And out of order,
Baller. Hold on, Baller.
We live on Sasha Smelly Prize. And this segment right now is brought to you in part by Starbucks Coffee. Make sure you go out and get your Starbucks. If you're from the hood and you drink Starbucks, it kind of makes you feel white, if you know what I mean. Anyway, go out and get your Starbucks coffee and have a good day on Starbucks. Hey, Smell, I'm
going to
call back right in like
20
seconds.
Greetings, hey. Leave a message, and surely I'll return it.
I'll call back.
Go pick up the phone.
Leave the message, you know, and this way I know how I'm responding back. It makes sense to me. Have the sweetest day ever. Ciao.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait.
Oh, you don't need me no more, I tell you what, girl.
What
you know what I'm
know?
Saying?
Claude Hemmers. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Y'all already know what time it is. Your boy DJ Smell So Good. Off of Starship Smelly Pride. You know what I'm saying? Giving you a holler, girl. See what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So give me a holler back. 347-237-5125. You get this message, girl. You know I'm trying to holler at you, boy. Captain smells so good. Starts to smell it. Proud is how we do, girl. This is how we do.
Career where you're always on the winning team.
And
put your skills
press
to
one.
Work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now, I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Yeah, this is what started it all off. For your boy Smells So Good and Goofy Bone. Both celebrating our motherfucking 1 year's dedication to this shit, man. Because this is what real niggas do. You know what I'm saying? This is how we come through, come true. Because this is what's up.
Just to
what?
See what's up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, why you frowning? Put on the smile. Put on the smile. Like he posted for Colgate. You look at hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give it a shot like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of bloods. Hop in the wind.
torn, yeah, that's my thing. Sponsors drinking Jaeger and OJ. Can I get crazy? Yeah, watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug, trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Not big kids with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil side.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town, yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks me in my hood, straight to the room, yeah. You know what's up.
So hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that song, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stepping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over? Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Yeah.
Nothing like you. Woo! I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. I done put it down across Florida. Yep. Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. A few shows, give me a favor. Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood, leave comments,
yep.
Need the feedback, no sleep, you know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though, my man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up,
Silk? Tyree got me live in D.C. Progression, about to drop the DVD. It's no half step, check my SoundClick page, get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable. Thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats. / engineering, clean you up, who's the first contestant,
uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments,
investment.
My witness, this my story,
uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party,
what up 10,
if the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows,
even when they messed up my mic check,
yep.
The show must go on, relax, even under
pressure.
I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician, see the competition,
yep.
Kapoof. Disappear, Ashwood is the truth, the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Swagger, pass me the goose. I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers.
Yeah, y'all already know how I do. Up in here live, keeping it real, keeping it true. This is the official, you know what I'm saying, end of the week jump off, man, for the week of reflection for the, you know, first season, before we start the second season off. And that's my homeboy Ashwood right there. And today is officially Goofy Bones' official 1 year in motherfucking radio. And, yeah, let me beat my homeboy in here real quick. Running and shit, running up and down stairs. What is? What's happening, my brother?
Hey, oh, man, just sold a couple copies yesterday, man. DVD.
All it takes is a couple of moves, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, right. Maybe a little $10.
You move a couple of them, and then, you know, it just starts generating more and more after that, you know what I'm saying? So today officially is Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? Big up to San Jose, California. He's celebrating 1 year in radio, you know what I'm saying? So we doing it real big, man. We partying, you know what I'm saying?
What time is show from?
Our time, 2 to 4, Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, okay,
time,
yeah, I'll holler at him.
It's like three hours difference, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, that's right.
Oh, somebody, I see somebody. Hey, check this out. This is your first time ever tuning into this show. This is the Starship Smelly Prize with your host, Captain Smell So Good. So if you want to talk and you want to actually get on the line and, you know what I'm saying, holler at anybody. You got Ashwood on the line. You got Goofy Bone from San Jose, California. You're going to be calling back up in here. All you got to do is press the 1 on your pad, you know what I'm saying, and it'll pop a little hand up. Now let me know that you want to be beamed aboard. And then all you got to do is listen out for the transporter beam, and your ass will be in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Motherfucker.
Can you dig it?
That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations, you know what I'm saying, on making your sales. You know what I'm saying, doing that real big. And get back up in here real quick and do what I do.
Gotcha.
Where was you at? Where was you at? Getting your grind on that.
Now, actually, one of my homeboys, he went to my site, and he had called me up, and he was just like, yo, man, $5, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I got somebody else that want to buy it. So I was like, yo, come to the crib. He came over, brought some economical, had his homeboy with him, and he bought 2 copies. He bought a copy for himself, and then he bought one for his homeboy. And so I was like, that's what's up. I gave him No Sleep Films 1 and 2 together, you know, the double disc. I just gave him both the DVDs, because 2 is out right now, so... You know, 1 was free, so I gave him that. I included 1 with 2. So a little $10. Shout out to my man BJ. Showing me love last night.
Yeah, let me ask you something, because I'm reading this Miss Mouth newsletter. Shout out to Miss Mouth, Miss Buffy, a.k.a. the Gossip Diva, representing 813, you know what I'm saying, heavily. And because this a motherfucker sent me a message talking about some. I got a gay rapper that I think you would be interested in interviewing. I think you got the appropriate audience that would really benefit from hearing about this artist. And I replied back to him, apparently, motherfucker, you ain't never listened to this show.
Damn,
I don't gay bash. I don't gay bash, but bitch, this is not no promoter of that fag shit. So, y'all can keep that bullshit in the motherfucking closet. Yeah, I don't give a damn. If I see a nigga, a motherfucking rapper with a pink hat on, bitch, please, you would never get a motherfucking show book fucking with me. You feel me? So, fuck,
that's
you doing, dog?
That's all loud. They're looking
fire, but... pink Timbos on and shit. Talking about, oh, I ain't gay. Bitch, please, nigga, they don't even make pink Timbos. You got to get one of them shit. You know what I'm saying? I say that, though,
to say, man.
There's another motherfucker that's trying to come out, and this motherfucker's got a New York hat on, repping Tampa, though. Nigga, don't motherfucking come down here and rep no motherfucking Tampa Bay on no bullshit like that. What kind of shit is that? Feel me? Yeah, I mean, that's the picture that they showing shit. This motherfucking white dude standing in front of a mic and shit with a New York hat on, but talking about he stayed out of Tampa and shit. Verbal science, everybody. y'all look out for verbal science, VS verbal science, because, let me see who all, he not performed, now he moved to Tampa, he was signed with DJ Shorty E's independent label, Hot Forever Records, then gave him opportunity to work with a couple of motherfuckers, and he was featured in the T-Pain video with Paul Wall, Mike Jones, and Chopper making the band, to name a few. And he's been rapping since he was in 95. Okay, quite well in the closet. What made you decide to come out? I felt that the time was right. I came out for the first time about a year ago before I moved to Florida. But as soon as I got to Tampa, I was thrown deep. Hell yeah, you're going to be thrown deep back into the motherfucking closet. Bitch, get that fag shit down here, man. Fuck wrong with you, pal. Fuck wrong with you. I think coming out the second time as a hip-hop artist was even harder, to be honest. But it was either come out or lose my mind. I finally got to the point where I didn't care about what people thought about it. Yeah, well, hey. And what has been the reaction by your friends, people you work with? I've gained hundreds of more friends. Yeah, because there's a bunch of faggot-ass motherfuckers in this world. So, hey, you will have a fan base. But, bitch, you won't have it on this motherfucking show. You won't have it on this show, motherfucking shit. All right, let me beam a couple of more motherfuckers up in here, man. Hopefully none of y'all on that fag shit. Anybody on this line got a motherfucking pink New York hat on? You standing in some pink Timbos hanging up on your ass and shit. Oh, man, 251-813, you're in the building. You know what I'm saying? Well, you actually in space. Welcome to the Starship Smell It Prize. You was riding out. Anybody got wearing pink Timbos?
Nah, ain't never been a pink T-shirt over this place. Never.
Real men wear pink.
Oh, man. Anybody ever met that cat? Anybody ever heard of that cat, Verbal Science?
Real men wear pink.
Man, please. Well, if y'all ever see that nigga, please tell me. So I can do like WB and Warner Brothers. So I can go the other way.
Oh, you know? Hell no.
Damn. 2-5, man. What's happening, my brother? Welcome to the show. What a dude don't do.
Yeah, man. I just, heard y'all talking about, rap or whatever. And I do a little rap myself, man. I got an album out. It's actually about to drop April the 3rd, bro. So.
April the 3rd. Oh, okay. That's, what's the hot single off of? What you pushing off of?
I mean, I got a couple different ones. It's kind of, it's actually a mixture of rock and rap. It's almost like what Lil Wayne tried to do, but, it kind of flopped or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? I've been working on this project a little over 3 years in the making. Not trying to rush it, but.
And where you out of?
Down here in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, okay. Down there in Mobile. Shout out to Rich Boy.
Oh, yeah. Right down the street.
Oh, right down the street. You did some projects with him?
Yeah, PA.
Double on.
PA.
And what's your name, brother? I'm sorry. I didn't even get your name.
Yeah, I go by Truth, man. Truth Seeker.
Okay, Truth Seeker. What's your MySpace contact info?
That's it. MySpace.com/Truth Seeker. You spell it S-E-E-K-A-H.
Truth Seeker. All right, that's what time it is. God damn, everybody hitting me up on this motherfucking Twitter and shit. Sorry, people, I don't do the Twitch shit, you know what I'm saying? I just spam that motherfucker with my information, but I don't pay attention to nothing else, so.
Hello?
God damn, Krell, you ain't got the screaming in my motherfucking phone, girl. I mean, we know you here.
Oh, god damn it, I didn't know
god
you do.
Damn.
I was here. Just been always turned
fuck
up.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Whatever the hell, shit, I didn't know you had me on here. I thought I was just screaming into the universe.
Let me switch this up real quick. You know what I mean?
Can you hear me,
Sally? This miss all the way turned up everybody. You know what I'm saying? Representing 813. Real big.
This humble arrogance right here. But yeah, I'm all the way turned up.
God damn, girl. How many motherfucking names you got? Shit.
Well, I'm known by many, and I help many. And anybody out there that's suffering, or if you're a felon, understand that Harriet Tubman of the Felons is here. Now you can call me whatever you want to call me, but what I'm calling on is change and action, and letting every felon know out there, we got the power, and we gonna get real change in America. Obama, that's the first part, but we finna run it back part two. Change part two. Let's get these deadbeat politicians out of office. They up here living fat off our money, our hard-earned tax money, and we out here getting squat. But we finna change this. Now, is that the realest shit you ever heard? Trust me. Oh, hello down there in Alabama, too. We wanna holler at you down there.
appreciate it.
Know that. Shit, let's start the game then. Let's sing.
It's a movement out here. Michael Baker just came to town with a million mentor for kids. Man, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. These kids don't want to hear a bunch of talk. They want to know how to get paid so they can get that fat $100 figure. They want them $50 game, $300 game. So all the mentors out there, tell the youth how to earn money. Show them. As a matter of fact, teach them, and you will see the youth will rise up and stop, you know, committing these crimes or whatever out here. We got to save our youth. But just simply taking a tour bus across the country, and then these gatekeepers out here, they want to sit up here and talk a good game, but we out here actually walking it. Who is we? Jobs for USA, Jobs for Felons, Jobs for Teens, and NARC, National Association of Reformed Citizens, here to help break the generational curse of poverty and ignorance. So, yeah, that's what it be about out here. And all y'all rappers, aspiring rappers out there, peep this. Y'all need to get out there and develop a movement, because y'all being discriminated against, and it's a reverse discrimination. Why should, or why are black people the only ones that got to sell records out the back of their trunk to get a record deal? Come on now, let's get real, all the way turned up.
You kind of get mad at me because I don't give a fuck about no record company and bitches getting a record deal. If you ain't pushing motherfucking 20,000 units out your motherfucking trunk, you ain't doing shit.
Exactly. And what that's poison in the industry. We should not have
ain't
to sell
doing
units.
Shit.
We shouldn't have to sell units out the back of our trunk. But if people stand up and let the folks know out there what's going on, they can come together. Because why Jay-Z or P. Diddy or Rush, why is it such a hard thing to develop your own distribution company? I mean, please educate me on this, Smelly, or any of the listening audience out there. What exactly is this thing that is so evasive, that the black people has not tapped into it yet? They corporate America out there, but for some odd reason, ain't everybody trying to get with Universal or Sony. Why isn't there a developed entity out there that could help people get into the business who have talent, like American Idol? They simply just offer people the opportunity to show up. You could work at IHOP, you could be a dishwasher, you could be a bathroom attendant, and here you got the most beautiful voice in the world, but you can't show up at Universal or Sony doorstep. So what's going on out here? If there's talented people that can make the companies the most money, why are the gatekeepers set up?
No, because you get the faggot-ass niggas that just want to ride the bench instead of putting their motherfucking hard work and their grind and paying their dues before they get to the goddamn record company. So right now, record company is filled with a bunch of fags sitting on the goddamn bench waiting to think they're going to be the next motherfucker to blow.
Well,
that's the problem.
Why is Jay-Z the tallest motherfucker out there? Why is all the short men talented and got all the damn shit popping out here? Every one of them, I done met most of them, they all shorter than me. And I'm 5'7", almost 5'8". Everybody I got to look down to. But they look super tall on the video. They shoot them up high. And I'm saying, my goodness, their attitudes and egos is so huge. They's these little teeny men. They got the little short man syndrome.
What you got to say about that, Bama?
I mean, that's true, but, you know what I'm saying, it goes back to what you said a while ago, you know what I'm saying, if you got to do it out your trunk, if they're not going to give you the opportunity and platform, then you got to take it, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if that means being sitting in front of Universal and selling your motherfucking unit.
I mean, you got to show them, you got to show them, man, you know what I'm saying, you got the internet, you got the tools in front of you on the internet, you got guys blowing up off of MySpace, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's real. I mean, now 2010, man, if you can't find a way to get your music out there, I mean, even like I just been learning, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this internet shit since 1996. But the thing I've been keying up on is how in the hell these motherfuckers do these goddamn email blasts, 10,000 motherfuckers on an email blast and shit. You feel me? Like, well, how the fuck do you know all these people? They don't. They doing the same shit I'm doing. They when every time you get a song, how many DJ contacts do you see on that contact list? It's over like 100 motherfuckers, right? So if you copy and paste, copy, and save all that shit, open up your WordPad, and then start building you a motherfucking email blast list. I'm over up to over 1,000 people right now. None of them motherfuckers I ever know probably don't want to meet. But if you motherfuckers gonna listen to the music or have a way to get this music to the next level, well, I got to hit, I got to spam 10,000 motherfucking people to make that happen. And that's what these email blast services do. They just spam motherfuckers. They don't know none of these people. You know what I'm saying? So you go and pay them $200-$300 to get your shit out to 10,000 or 100,000 people, but you don't get no feedback off of it. You can do it yourself.
Russell Simmons said it. You got to create a buzz. But check this out. Down there in Alabama, y'all got some felons down there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, we want to come to Alabama, too, you know what I'm saying? If you care about those type of things, but we trying to help reach the youth.
Well, check it out. I actually got a song I want y'all to hear. It's on my MySpace page. It's actually called I Don't Get Down. And it's kind of like a drug-free anthem that we're pushing out there, man. And we get into a lot of the penitentiaries and a lot of the youth camps and stuff like that. Over this way, we go into a lot of the rehabs and all that type of stuff. And
oh, really?
And a lot of noise. And I definitely want y'all to hear that track. It is on the MySpace.
Can you send it to me like now? Can you email it to me?
Listen, I go into the prison system, and I do with the youth here as well in Florida, so... If we could exchange information, I definitely would like to make you more aware of what we offer. We offer employment opportunities.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. You know, we haven't been pushing it like we should. We had T-shirts and we had the T-shirts all up in the hood, and it basically says I don't get down or whatever, and it's got the statement on there. And a lot of people just standing up for what they believe in.
Are you not?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, no doubt.
No, I'm just saying, are you 501?
I'm actually dealing with a entertainment business that is nonprofit. I myself am not, but the entertainment, we're dealing with Serenity Entertainment, which are signed up on the 501c3.
Well, that's hot, and we're looking to, like, develop a... Anyway, if I could get a contact number for you, because I'm about to go into a meeting, I was just calling Smelly up to mess with him right quick.
Okay.
Yeah, if you... Yeah, you want to put your info out there, you want to do that.
Yeah, man.
Now, just understand,
it ain't no crazy people going to call him up there.
I'm just letting you know before you put your personal information out to the world.
Oh, no.
There's
I got a
million
business.
Crazy motherfuckers in the world.
I'll put it out there, man. Look, you can check it out at TruthSeekerMusic.com. Spell it Truth, SEEKAH, music.com. Or, personally, you guys can give me a call, 251-518-8887, and I definitely want to get in touch with you guys and try to let you guys hear the song. We haven't been pushing it like we should. One thing about it, I don't know how it happened, but Queen Latifah heard it, and she was blown away when she heard it. But a lot more people got to hear it.
Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about shout out Queen Latifah out there. You know what I mean? MC Light and all them good women out there breaking.
Yeah.
Still breaking the industry, you know what I'm saying, with good music, man. And
excuse me, can you repeat that again? It's 251?
518-518-8887.
Okay, my name is Joanna. I will hit you up, and it was very nice meeting you. Smelly, all the way live, all the way turned up, and everything out.
Y'all, oh, man, let me walk over here and beam out real quick. Shout out to, it's all returned up. Walk over here, y'all, excuse me for a second. I got to make sure I get her off, you know what I mean? Beam on off. Here we go. Oh, and we're going to get, if you send me the track, though, if you send it to, my email address, hell, I'll play it before I get off of the show today, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do here, man. We play nothing but independent artists, no Jeezy, T.I., none of that fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? And this is Real Nigga Radio right here. So we play everything from 813 to San Jose, California, to Dallas, Texas, New York, Australia, New Zealand, Jamaica. I mean, shit, we got motherfuckers all the way around the world. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the world. So one of my other artists that, you know what I'm saying, that I first met, named Goofy Bone, he got his own record company over in San Jose, California, Straight Low Records. And today, you know, February 25th, I just celebrated my one-year anniversary in radio. You know what I'm saying? And today, he's actually celebrating his one-year anniversary in radio. So, I mean, the shit that we do here, man, is push nothing but independent artists. And we've been doing that for over a year now. This is our second, well, it's the actual second season, you know what I'm saying, that we getting into. So it's been doing some real shit, man. We've been doing some real shit for the people.
You know what, man? I mean, so much that you would open up, you know what I'm saying, your doors and create a platform for those out there who might not have the budget to promote like they want to promote, you know what I'm saying, and just need a little help from somebody, man. So that's what's up, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you got to do that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get into one song, man, if y'all mind. Y'all want to hang on, whatever, this is what we do. I'm going to play my homeboy. This is Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? This song's called Where You At? And this is some real San Jose, California type shit, you know what I'm saying? But hit me up, SmellyBTR, it's SmellyBTR at live.com, man. You send me the track, MP3 format, and I can upload it and we'll get it on. Right after this song, we're coming up with the motherfucking Nutty News of the Day. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? For all your weird, wild, crazy news right here, live. Across your smelly pride.
My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Where I go, wondering where I go. As I stare at the cars that pass by my life, looking at these people, do they know what's right? In a world that's not ours, still working for the man, but I'm poor like Sylvester, looking for fish in a can. And my mind is all twisted, and I know I fucked up. I thought I had a plan, but really I got caught up. I didn't watch my back, there are snitches everywhere. Even the old lady across the street who always likes to stare. God forgive me, just throw it on my plate. I'll eat whatever shit you have in store for me to take. My life is a psycho, that's why I'm on the road. I'm just like a bomb, ready to explode. My veins are Jaeger black and my chest is full of weed. My eyes are so red and my mind is full of greed. So I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. I'm wondering where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Parking up a block, cause death is taking its time. I started thinking of the things that I did in my prime, like steal women's hearts and nutting their souls. I know it sounds bad, but in the end I was a hoe, always roaming the streets just like a metrophone, smelling so good from my Dracar cologne. My chucks were always banged up, my dickies never creased. My hair was always slicked back from my live looks greased. Life's been good to me, that's why I got a grin. Plus I'm a Gemini, so don't disturb my other twin. I wonder if my life is full of sin. Playing handball with the devil, cause I know he can't win. Too many times I live my life on the edge. I should have got married and had some kids instead. So now I'm at the bus stop waiting for death. Wondering where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Standing very proud and ready to die, like a soldier going to war without no life. As my blood starts to end and the ashes start to fall, I was a king watching my castle crumble to the ground. But it's time to reveal, like if I was in Haiti. This motherfucker's hating cause I fucked a lady, a sinful tactic.
chick, don't know how to act shit. I was young and dumb, and apologize for that bit. Watch my life go by with the quickness, mesmerizing gift in that evil side sickness. Seeing all the women lust for me, and looking at the people who never even loved me. As the smoke clears and everything settles, I hope the driver puts the pedal to the metal. Cause I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. I wonder where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I'll go.
Wondering
where I'll go.
Where you at?
Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I'll go.
Wondering
where I'll go.
Where you at?
Once again, man, I'd like to say motherfucking congratulations to my homeboy Goofy Bone, San Jose, California, celebrating his motherfucking one-year anniversary, you know what I'm saying, officially right here, you know what I'm saying, on the motherfucking Starship Smelly Pride, and we're taking this over to the 186 Deuce, you know what I'm saying, about 42 minutes, and we're getting it in over there. Let me go ahead and get this news started. Let me beam my homeboy out, as to it, fleet. Mr. I done sold 2 DVDs personally, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, because he on his motherfucking grind. On his grind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. Yeah, I already know what time it is, man. It's another news of the day. Brought to you by com. You know what I'm saying? For all your wild, weird, crazy, off the motherfucking chain news. Right here. Yeah. Right, where we at?
It's all on. You lean in and whisper something quickly in my ear, like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning. I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say,
man, I'm getting tired of this fucking government shit, man. Jeez, I'm tired of the government. Somebody, please do something about the goddamn government, man.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Man, y'all know I be tripping and shit. This is my homeboy Slim Baby, R.I.P., you know what I'm saying, little young brother. It's called I'm Fucking Your Bitch right here, so we start this news off. Hey, did you hear about the motherfucking, and this is some headline shit, you know, I don't talk about the industry shit, but the nigga Walker Flocka done got his ass whooped again. I'm like, God damn, nigga. First, you know, man, nigga done robbed you and shit, and then you tried to buck, tried to be Superman and shit, and got your ass popped. You know what I'm saying? You just got blessed on that one. And then the nigga had a goddamn clothing store. You know what I'm saying? He had a goddamn clothing store with his bodyguard, and they see nobody from the sneakers and shit. How about Slick Puller coming, the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, with his homeboys from Young Jeezy Record Label, and they start fighting in the motherfucker. Dumbass motherfucking bodyguard start busting shots in the goddamn stove. Y'all some motherfucking ignorant ass niggas, man. The fuck do you get money for, you know what I'm saying? The fame and the fortune, what the fuck do you have it for? To keep doing dumb shit to either kill yourself or motherfucking end up in jail? Damn, we got to tighten up, man. Anyway, it's going over this motherfucker to Washington, D.C., where I hate to start it out. But, hey, if your motherfucker's looking for a job, you might want to move there. Because the government jobs pay more, which we all know. Overall, federal workers earned an average salary of $67,691 in 2008. The average pay for the same mix of jobs in the private sector was $60,046 in 2008. That's $7,000 difference. These salary figures do not include the value of health, pension, and other benefits which averaged $40,785 per federal employee versus $9,882 per private worker. Damn, that's a big ass jump. $30,000 in between? Yeah. But then they talking about something that ain't no jobs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shitting me. All right. I'm going over here to Hit Bush with a Shoe, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Houston, that is. Shouts out to Seti Baby Potter, Fresh J. Where a lawyer loses his coat. Yeah, and threatens to sue everyone. That motherfucker has some good weed, that motherfucker, boy. God damn, I lost my quarterback in that jacket. You motherfuckers, I'm finna sue all you sons of bitches. 62-year-old William Ogletree was headed to Las Vegas when he stopped at a pizza place in the Houston airport. Dumbass forgot his coat in the restaurant. Now Ogletree is threatening to sue the city of Houston, Continental Airlines, and the food court's management company for not keeping his coat for him in a secure place. Yes, sir. We did, sir. It's in the back. Yes. Yeah. Just walk through that door, sir. Right there. Right there. Yeah. Okay. Hold on, sir. Yes, now make a left, sir. Okay. Close the door. Close the motherfucking door. Stupid ass crack. Get your dumb ass out of here. What the fuck wrong with you? Lock that motherfucker ass out the back door, bitch. You would have walked in the front door complaining and would have ended up out the back door madder than a motherfucker. Come around here, that dumb shit. Anyway, man, go ahead and get y'all money on. You know what I'm saying? My nigga ass went in the background. And we over here in Ionia, where kindergartner is suspended for making gun with his hand. I'm going to fucking kill you, you old bastard. Pow! Oh. Well, to the little boy's mother, it was just a 6-year-old boy playing around. But when Mason Jammer, a kindergarten student, curled his fist into the shape of a gun and pointed it at another student, yeah, school officials said it was no laughing matter, and he was suspended. God damn, how you get suspended in kindergarten? I can't give you no, you're too young to get fired on your day off, so. Damn. The hell kind of shit is that? Yeah, you're too young to get fired on your day off, you know what I mean? But hey, we back over here in Washington, man, where these motherfuckers claim that germs could be making you fat. Yeah, germs that make their home in the gut may help cause obesity and a range of health-threatening symptoms that go along with it, researchers reported. It could be that certain bacteria cause inflammation that can affect appetite. Man, please. What the fuck? I ain't got nothing to say that dumb shit. Ow, can we get the fuck out of Washington? Jeez. Still in Washington, y'all, where U.S. Navy ships raced each other at sea. Yeah, we ain't got shit else to do. Ain't no war going on, you know what I'm saying? Somali pirates still jacking motherfuckers, but hey, we can't stop them anyway, so fuck it. Let them do what they do. Yeah. The Navy says two warships raced each other for fun out on the Pacific Ocean, but it could not prove that the activity endangered the vessel. A Navy Inspector General report says four witnesses described the race off of Okinawa between the guided missile cruiser U.S. Cowpens and destroyer USS John S. Fagane. McCain, well, Fagane, same difference. Fagane, motherfucker. Yeah, what the hell? Damn, where he been at? Oh, what? Oh, Sean Penn hopes his critics die of rectal cancer. Damn, that's some major shit. Damn, what's that? Sean Penn has opened fire on critics of his recent mercy mission to Haiti, stating he hopes that they all die of rectal cancer. Yeah, in a taped TV interview, which will air this weekend, probably not, on CBS News Sunday morning, pen rages. Do I hope that those people die screaming of rectal cancer? I guess you do. That's some white boy shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? How hard is that to say, nigga? Nigga, I hope you die of rectal cancer, nigga. What the fuck? What the fuck is a rectal, for one thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, okay. That was real hard. Fuck, rectal cancer. Yeah. Oh. All right, shouts out to Miss PC. Boom. Now, ain't no congratulations to me. You should be congratulating goddamn Goofy Bone. Today is his 1 year anniversary, people. Shit. Y'all got to hold on. I got to give my motherfucking homeboy a round of fucking applause, man. Shit. Goddamn right. Fucking deserve it, homie. You been hanging in there. You know what I'm saying? You been doing it. A real radio show host. A real goddamn artist turned DJ. Congratulations once again, Goofy Bone. You be getting that about 4 more times, goddamn, to the show. Yeah, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Representing, man. For all the independent artists out there, man. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this shit over a year. Year strong, and we still up here, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it real, coming up with more ideas to get your music out there to the world. And I mean the world. But let's go on over here to Massachusetts. You know what I'm saying? Pittsville, to be exact. We're, come over to the funeral home for some fun. Yeah. I don't think I'll be there. A funeral home that sponsors a chili cook-off, one that hosts the Easter Bunny, or gives a free limo ride to a couple on their 50th anniversary. Yeah. Absolutely. According to Terry Probst. Probst is the man behind the unconventional events that one ordinarily associates with the local chamber of commerce or the neighborhood community center, but not the local mortuary. Yeah. I don't think I'll be eating no motherfucking chili around no dead bodies and shit. I don't think I want to be motherfucking Easter egg hunting in the goddamn graveyard. And I don't think I want to be riding a motherfucking hearse for my goddamn 50th anniversary to show my fucking future. Oh, well, we just want to make sure it's comfy, you know what I'm saying, when you take that long ride home. Oh, man. It's going down, man. Yeah, appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? You know, thanks. Big ups to Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? Giving congratulations all the way around the world. And I mean the world. And, yeah, we in North Korea. Well, y'all motherfuckers better not fuck around because a worker is executed. We're telling price of rice. God damn. And all these pussy motherfuckers over here, man. Shit. Take y'all ass to North Korea with that bullshit. A North Korean factory worker has been executed by firing squad for sneaking news out of the country on his illicit mobile phone. Seoul-based radio said today. The armaments factory worker was accused of divulging the price of rice and other information on living conditions to a friend who had defected to South Korea years ago. Damn. I mean, cell phones, I heard cell phones killing the motherfucker, but damn. Over rice? Damn, well, I hope it was yellow rice at least. You know what I'm saying? The white rice ain't good for you. At least he died for a cause. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Wow. What? Number six. What the hell you at, Ashwood?
I'm in the studio. I'm in the lab, man.
Oh, I hear number six. What you doing? Orchestrating tracks?
Nah. I got to pick some more beats on the site because I just sold a... I'm just, I got the name of the beat, so when they call, they could just be like, I need beat number 30 or... I know what beat they got.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody trying to get ogre nice, you know what I'm saying? We got some straight low records in the background. This is that real street shit. Street shit. Going over here to Sweden, man. Shout out to all my Swedes over there. Where C, ice traps 50 ships. Damn. More than 1,000 people are trapped on two passenger ferries and two cargo ships stuck in the ice in the Baltic Sea off Sweden's east coast. The vessels are among 50 ships stuck firm in the thick ice in the Baltic around Sweden. Yeah, the Stockholm Archipelago and the Finnish island of Åland. This is what I don't understand, though. If you come up and you see one ship stuck, okay, I'll give them that. You pull up and you see two ships stuck, I'll give them that. 10 motherfucking ships and ain't nobody goddamn moving and ain't nobody made a distress call that, hey, I think the ice is too thick. You guys might not want to motherfucking come out this way. Yeah. 50 ships. I can see number 49, you know what I mean, pulling up. And here comes dumbass 50. All these motherfuckers scattered out here not moving. What you think, they fishing? I thought y'all was just ice fishing. So dumbass out of here. You stuck, bitch, you. Anyway, back in Washington, D.C. one more game. Representatives want charges dropped against SEALs. Two Republican lawmakers are seeking to have charges dropped against three Navy SEALs facing court-martial for accusations of abusing a terror suspect arrested for an ambush killing of U.S. contractors in Iraq. The contractors' bodies were burned and left hanging from a bridge. The SEALs are accused of punching the terrorist in the stomach and giving him a bloody lip during the arrest. Fuck you, motherfucking Americans, with that dumb shit. Because I'm going to tell you like this here. If I'm overseas and I'm at war, it's motherfucking kill or get your ass fucked up. I ain't going to hear no friendly fucking shit, nothing. If I'm over there, I'm doing whatever I got to do to the enemy. I'm going to kill his ass, chop fingers off, or whatever I got to do to survive. And then when I bring my ass back, that's just going to be it. Ain't no motherfucking prisoners of war. It's kill or be killed, get the fuck out the way. Don't join the military if you ain't got that concept down. You know what I'm saying? All that goddamn, I just want to go in there and do some old-ass African shit where they used to stand in front of each other and make mean faces and shit till Shaka Zulu came to that bitch and stabbed the nigga in his motherfucking stomach and shit, and that bitch fell dead. Yeah. Thing of the game. I'm going over here to Sydney, y'all. Sydney, Australia, where a extinct frog has been found after 30 years. Now, the fuck was it extinct then? A species of frog thought to have been extinct for 30 years has been found in rural Australian farmland. The find wasn't made public until now to allow enough time to establish conservation measures to protect the frogs from many dangers, including poaching. What the fuck do you want to poach a goddamn frog for? All this other goddamn cow meat, horse meat, pig, all the other shit. Man. All right. Well, you better look up and look out the motherfucking way if you're over in Connecticut. Stonington, to be exact. Yeah, man, because you got some real crazy shit going on. Oh, in Connecticut, man. Let me get my little... let's get something smooth. Yeah, let's generate something smooth. Here we go, people. Let's get this smooth music generating. Do-do-do-do. Oh, Miss Computer Lady, say shouts out to you, Ashwood. Ashwood. Yeah. Go on now, man. We're in Stonington, Connecticut, where a hawk steals hat and attacks people. Okay. Would have had some motherfucking hawk boots fucking around with me. Got that damn BB gun, caught that bitch about 40 times on your ass. Wait for it. Wait for bow. Then it would have went to jail and shit for killing a goddamn hawk. Ain't this a bitch? You know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers. Police in a Connecticut town say an aggressive red-tailed hawk has attacked at least 5 people, including a woman who was cut on the head and needed medical care. The large hawk has snatched a hat off a boy's head, snagged headphones from a man on a lawnmower, and even attacked a car. Damn. Hawk gone wild. Hawk gone wild. Get out of the way. Oh, man. We only got a couple more people, and then we got 3 more left, and then I'll do it for the United News. We're over here in Michigan. We're in, I'm fucking, I don't know what the hell that is. Y-P-S-I-L-A-N-T-I. Yeah, or something. We're in Michigan, goddammit. I don't know. Ypsilanti or some shit like that. Where a man stripped naked. Yeah, in the library. Alrighty then. I guess he wanted to give some, you know, sexual education in the library. You know what I'm saying? Showing his biology off. A Ypsilanti man is accused of getting naked and stealing children's books from a local library. Police said Terrence Miles stripped naked and is accused of thrusting his hips toward a library worker before putting his clothes back on and stealing a handful of children's books. Yeah, I think he has some mental problems. He'll be joining T.I. pretty soon. In the halfway house, that is. Yeah. It's going back over here to Mexico. Shouts out to all my New Mexicans. Something like that. All my New Mexicans out there, shouts out to you. Cause we in Las Cruces, something like that. Where a mad emu attacks deputies. Yeah, a mad emu. If anybody don't know what the fuck an emu is, goddamn it, do a Google search. Big ugly ass bird that'll fuck your ass up. You get him wrong, but it tastes like chicken. Yeah, a mad emu gave deputies a hard time. El Paso authorities said that the big bird was running loose, snarling rush hour traffic near Interstate 10 and attacking deputies trying to restrain it. The so-called emu died, yeah, right, as it was being transported to an animal control center, shelter. Y'all know y'all killed that goddamn bird, man. Now, yeah, you don't talk about something. It was just an accident. Oh, is that his head accidentally bashed against the back of the trailer that was carrying him? Yeah. Oh, I mean, we forgot to tie him down. Yeah, man, get the fuck out of here. Last but not least, and I just heard about this on the WTMP news, where a little 9-year-old boy got his hand blown off or something by a grenade and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was listed in critical condition. Now he's in serious condition. But he's still alive and shit. So we're in Central Point, Oregon, where a homemade bomb goes off at school. Yeah. Central Point police say they have arrested a 16-year-old boy after a homemade bomb, a plastic soda bottle filled with household chemicals, was set off in a boys' bathroom at Crater High School. The boy was arrested for investigation of felony manufacture and possession of a destructive device. And you actually get the award. Wow. I didn't think it would be even an issue with him. But, hey, he gets the award, people, for bringing a fucking dirty bomb to school.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, and he also gets the brand new song released right here, exclusively for his couch. Why don't I stretch out? Why don't I stretch out? Why don't I stretch out? You'll get the Catch Out Award, goddammit. This is the Fuck Your Couch Award, and this is your award.
Stretch out. Your couch, nigga. cocaine's a hell of a drug.
F*** your cops, nigga.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yeah.
All right, my dog Six Figures right there. And we got to get into one more track, man. You know, I'll let you know, the Nutty News is provided to you in part by www.nuttynewstoday.com for all your off-the-wall, wild, weird, crazy, fucking backwards news. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And always remember, man, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? This is Big Bama right here, y'all. We're going to get into a couple of cuts right here. Come back. Do what we do live on the Starship Smell of Prize. Week of reflection before blasting off in the season 2. Congratulations to my motherfucking homie. Goddamn San Jose is on. You know what I'm saying? Goop and boom! Celebrating that 1-year anniversary, man. Doing it real big. We bought that motherfucking paper. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I gotta get my paper. Mozzarella, the cheddar, the confetti, the Guido, the guap. It don't matter whatever you wanna call it. I'm on it, and I got a stack it to my ball. Niggas ain't ready for me. So my be thinking you all. Pimp, I'm all in. But you better run and tell a friend. Nigga don't wanna walk with me. That's not too intelligent. Me just so irrelevant. I'm ballin' on a whole nother level. You digging your grave with your tongue, what? Just like a shovel. I'm above you in any way and every sense of the word. Say, Lee, these niggas thought they could rock with me. They so absurd, but you ain't heard of me. But you done had your head in the sand. Plus, it's hard being the pimp, the king, the legend, the man. Well, I don't understand, dude. All you talk about is your swag. Then when another nigga got more swag than you, you won't let get mad. Boy, that's sad. But I guess you just turn them all into haters. Signing out, Big Bama's on the mic. Say, Bama, I'll holler at you later. Yeah!
I just want the paper. I just want the paper.
I said I am, fam, but you gotta understand it's more than the picture. You wanna make a change, you gotta have a pain. It's just the way of the game. The will of fortune, the price is right, it's the cost of the fame. So I gotta stack big and I gotta grind hard till I get my place in the Hamptons. And I ain't dreaming about this pimp. Spin, I'm making this happening and I'm ramping in circles round these average cats. So you better get back, you don't wanna get back by the dude that's making me stack. So let me break it down to all my fans. So you don't get offended and turn me the pan. I'm all about uplifting and rising, surprising. I make this money, money never made a man. You can tell a blue face testing the girl. He's flying to the London, Paris, Brazil. How you gonna do that without no change? So come on, man, so let's keep it real. That's how I feel. Real kid, tell his daddy he home. Bet you not objective about that man making his money. Cause all the more what you think you got go out the window. Indeed, when you got people depending on you and you got mouths to feed.
True. I just want the paper.
Throw you smoke in the air. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through, you gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Tell my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water, let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn.
718, I see you live. Coming right back at you. This one song. Hold on. 1 second.
Yeah. And maybe he can cock all these lame ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't Cheryl. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, I really don't care, cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started, I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest, shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got 3 stories, all I need is 3 shorties. That's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid. Thank you. Time to get back into the motherfucking show. Y'all already know right here live.
Groovy, baby.
Okay, cool. And let me go ahead and beam everybody up in here, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, today is officially Goofy Bones, San Jose, California. 1 year in radio, man. You know what I'm saying? He's celebrating it real big. And let me see if this worked. Do I need to do a hard beam and bring everybody up in here, which I probably do. Timmy has me touching buttons and shit. Get the fuck out of the way. Your punk ass on out the way. All right, 813-718, you were live up in the building. You was live on the Starship Smelly Pride. I don't know why the fuck I keep talking about some building shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I look out, I don't see nothing but darkness, you know? It's all good, though. Let me walk over here. So I can turn my teleprompter on so I can see what planet Earth is looking like right now. You know what I'm saying? 718, you're in the building. What's happening? What they do, don't do.
Yeah, well, I'm
Venus,
shit. You know?
Oh,
the planet of love, you know.
Yeah.
We see love.
Land.
You better know. Lord, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Huh? You already know.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Ah.
How you doing?
What's up, sexy? How you doing?
I'm doing. I got your message a little bit ago, and I said, oh, my goodness, I hope that I get back in time, you know, where I could chime in. And then I looked on the computer, and I saw that, you know, you were going over old times and old friends and new friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes what happens is that we get new friends and we forget our old friends, right? You know? That's
hey. You keep it moving, you know. Life is life. You got to keep it moving. But the real people always stay in contact
absolutely
with real people.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just celebrated my official 1 week in radio. You know what I mean? A 1 year in radio, excuse me, 1 week. Like, damn.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that just went down. And actually today is Goofy Bones' official 1 year in motherfucking radio. All
right. Big up, Goofy Bones.
You know what I'm saying? So we doing it real big. I got Ashwood on the line. You know what I'm saying? He hanging out, you know.
What's up, y'all?
How you doing?
Congratulations.
Big.
I'm fine.
Good.
Just hanging out.
Shout out to Goofy Bone.
That's right.
1 year anniversary.
Let's see what happened. Final night revival at my church tonight. Going to a B2B before checking out contracts. Interviewing Lorenzo Owens later this month. Just confirmed. Oh, hey.
Right.
And I got Q Harper. Yeah, you heard Q Harper's music,
yeah.
Right? Sweet? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do it for the ladies. You are a law woman. You got to check the archives out for Shelly K.
Okay, I will.
The feature in it, I did feature, that was like 2 weeks ago, featured in the Artist Friday for Shelly K. And I'm telling you, the show was off the meat rack.
Wow.
She was off the meat rack. You know what I'm saying? I like talking to R&B artists. You know, it's a different interview for me, you know what I'm saying? Because I deal with, you know, hip-hop, mainly rap artists. So anytime, you know what I'm saying, I got to step outside the box, and I get a chance to go in on the other side, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I get it in.
But
he can't come. He can't come on all here. I'm going to have to, you know, talk to him, you know, warn him before he come on the show. Listen here, homie. All that Barry White, Will Down, and, you know, panty dropping talk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it ain't going to be none of that up in here. We, you know what I'm saying? Man up in here. It's man and up. Up in here. You know. So, I might have this computer lady come online, you know what I'm saying? You know, have some ladies hang out. You know, y'all can do the interview because, shit, I don't really talk to hard heads. You know what I'm saying? I just like his music.
The computer lady do a real good job of doing that, too.
I just like his music, you know what I'm saying? I don't, man, thank you, you know. I'm trying to kick no sweet nothings in your homie, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're doing it for your listeners, Nelly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I just, but I like his music, though, you know what I'm saying? So I do want to, to me, he is like a Will Down. He got that Will Down and type flow,
mm-hmm.
A little raspiness of Jaheim, you know what I'm saying? Got, and then he got that old, you know what I'm saying? He still got that old school kind of flavor to it, you know what I'm saying? But it's that panty dropper music, you know what I'm saying? That panty dropper music, you know?
Let me in,
and,
let me in.
Mm-hmm. So how everything been with you, Miss Sweet D?
Everything is, you know, wonderful, you know, I'm doing my thing, you know.
Well, yeah. I heard you was traveling to ATL.
Yeah, no, I was in Orlando.
Hell no, nah, you what?
Yes, I'm so
for
you.
Man, bullshit. I don't want to hear that shit. There ain't no motherfucking way. You was an hour goddamn away, and you didn't motherfucking call me.
Oh, same on me, right? But, you know, I was working. I really was. I was working.
Oh.
And, you know, helping out my girl, you know, with her grandmother's house and so on. And, you know, we just got a little bit in. But I'm going back to Vegas next month also, you know.
My, taking off. Yeah, we got. Did anybody send the memo out on the location for this year's reunion?
No, nobody did. And you know what we gonna do?
And I'm wondering, do everybody want to take it back to Vegas, or do we want to take it to Cali or something like that?
You know, because this computer lady said, "Well, come to Ohio."
You know, hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't think Ohio can handle us, but shit, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go and tear that motherfucker up.
I want to go where it's a little warm, though. And,
tear that,
you know,
motherfucker
November might be, you know, Ohio can hit it kind of hard. I love you,
getting
Mr.
back.
Computer lady.
shit, you talking about meeting in this? Shit, where is hot?
Yeah,
hell, they done pulled a flim flam on us down here in goddamn Florida, boy.
Oh, Melvin,
yeah, the
winter like crazy.
Like, shit, bitch, we halfway and going down there into March, and there's still goddamn jackets and bomber coats and skull caps,
wow.
Gloves and shit. Man.
But we going to send some love down there, send some heat down there right now.
Man. Heat it on up, girl. Heat it on up. So what's up with your shows? You still doing the shows and stuff?
Yeah, you know, I still do my show on Friday. Well, Friday. Today's Friday, 10 p.m. I didn't throw it up yet. But
okay.
You know how I am. I'm just spontaneous like that. I throw it up when I do.
It's the late night show? You do a late night?
No, you know I don't do no late night shows right now. I'm doing the clean shows at 10 o'clock.
Oh, shit, that's why I don't be tuning in. I mean, that's why I couldn't. I
don't be tuning in no more.
I
But it's okay. okay, because, you know, I still do what I do. I just, you know, keep it low, you know. I keep it light, you know. I might go, and then, you know, I just go on with the show.
Oh, shit. Damn, nah. I'm waiting right there. My mouth was like, oh, yeah. No, damn.
But I gave a little taste, Melly, on, I think it was February 5th, Romance in the Air, and Madison said, ooh, that's the sweet I know. You know, Madison's birthday is tomorrow.
Who?
Madison Media.
Word? Mm-hmm. I know he's doing a big party somewhere around here.
Yeah, he probably
on his show.
Yeah, yeah, I gave him a shout out. Well, that sounds so nice, but you got in the background playing.
Yeah, this is who I'm gonna be.
That's,
you know, hot. What I mean?
I like that. I like how you doing that.
Yeah, you know, got to have a little something for the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right. And I meant to tell you that before when I heard that, but I was like, I like that. I really.
But
do
she
like
only
that.
Sent me. She sent me one of his tracks.
Uh-huh.
She sent me the whole album for Shelly K. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm gonna listen to Shelly K.
Yeah, but Shelly K is. I played Shelly. That's what I meant to tell Miss Computer Lady too. I played Shelly K out at the bar. You know, cause I work at the club, but I work outside the club. I set my music up and do my thing.
Right.
So I had, you know what I'm saying? When I pumped Shelly K up when I first got there, I had over 5 people. You know what I'm saying? Want to buy it off top.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But I was like, nah, I can't bootleg or shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather get her unit sent to me. You know what I'm saying? And then give y'all a real tangible copy. You know what I'm saying? Picture and everything.
True.
So I'm going to have to, you know, work a deal like that. But it was like, damn, well, that's that real grown folk music right there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to listen to that. Matter of fact, you know, when I get off of here, that's what I do. Because, you know, I love the archives anyway.
Mm.
And
I'm trying to tell you.
Was that 2 shows ago or so? I'll find
out. Yeah. Featured Indie Friday. That was, I believe, like 2 weeks ago. Actually, no. She was my first. She started out my season. She was the first featured artist for my season. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that's February 26th. I think that was February 26th. Cause my 1 year in radio is February 25th.
Okay.
Yeah. So take that up. February 26th featured Indie Friday presents. It's actually featured too. So. If you look on my show page, she's actually featured. She's the featured artist. So. All right. Well, I'd like to thank you, everybody. You know what I'm saying? We're wrapping up this show. You know what I'm saying? This is official 1 year radio wrap up. And, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big, man, going into the second season. You know what I'm saying? Changed the name up a little bit. So now Captain Smells So Good. You know what I'm saying? Had to go up in the ranks a little bit. And we're doing it real big, still representing independent artists, entertainers, spoken word, whatever you do that's independent in the industry. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep pushing it to the top. Dude, we can't stop. So I'd like to thank my homeboy Ashwood, No Sleep Entertainment. Of course, you know what I'm saying? Miss Sweet D, Love. You know what I'm saying? Representing New York real big. You know what I'm saying? Miss Computer Lady, representing Ohio. And, of course, my homeboy and his 1 year anniversary today. March 5th, 2010, none other San Jose's own, Goofy Bone. Congratulations. That is real. And y'all look out for next Friday, you know what I'm saying, featured in the artist Friday. We will be going in on Mr. Q Harper himself, you know what I'm saying, and letting him do some woo-woo-woo into the ladies, you know, because I don't do all that, you know what I'm saying. Go ahead, woo-woo-woo to him, though. And that's going to do it. Man, we going to get up out of here because I got to go on over here to Goofy Show, hang out for 2 shakes of a dog's ass, and then I'm out of.
I'm going to go over there also.
Talk to you dirty over there. I mean, talk to you later over there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Behave.
I'll see you over there.
Yeah.
Peace
you.
Out, y'all. Much love to the world. Y'all already know I'm out for the weekend, and I'm starting up Scandalous Be Out Saturdays. Next week. That's part of the second season, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna get back into my weekend show. So everybody going to get a weekend show on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming back. That's real.
Yes, sir.
So I'll let y'all. Hey, Ashwood, matter of fact, Got a video shoot going down at Club Nouveau.
Tonight?
Two Man Army. No, like in the next like 30 minutes.
Oh shit! They're about to do it in the Nouveau?
Yeah, they gonna start it for a two-man army.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying, I just told her, I mentioned it to everybody, I'm going to swing over there after this, you know what I'm saying, I'm hang out Goofy for a quick second, and then I'm going to swing over there to Nouveau and, you know what I'm saying, see what's pop lock and hang out there for about an hour before I go to the block, about an hour or two, and then, you know what I'm saying, roll on over to the block.
All right, then. Hell yeah. Where Nouveau at, Smelly?
7th and Franklin Street. If you right there by Palm Avenue, if you went up Palm, you know what I'm saying, you just go to Palm, make a right on, go straight up Palm, make a right on 7th Avenue. It's right down the street from the old 112.
Oh, yeah, I think I know where it's at.
It's still on, it used to be the old Havana Club.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll call you when I get close, matter of fact. You're going to be out there, right?
Yeah. You got some economical presence?
Yeah, you already know.
I'll have to break you off a little something, because I don't want to go all the way to the hood, you know what I'm saying, and then come back, shit. So I'll tighten you up and shit.
I'm getting ready now.
They
start, you said they start at 2, right?
No, they started probably like 2:30. She said she on her way over there now, so you know what I'm saying. I told her I'll be coming through in a few minutes, probably about 3 o'clock. You know, that's when they officially start, you know what I'm saying, doing shit.
All right, then. Yeah, you said make a right on Palm and go down to Franklin, right?
Yeah, it's on 7th. It's 7th and Franklin, 7th and Franklin Avenue. 7th Avenue,
all right.
Franklin Street.
All right, then.
It's not just Churchman. Yeah, it's not just Churchman.
All right, yeah, I know what I said. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right, bet that.
All right, then, what? Easy.
See y'all later.